My mental attitude establishes the direction of my life. It doesn't matter where I think I would like to go or what I think I'd like to do. It doesn't matter what are the values that I have. It doesn't matter what are the goals that I have in my life. It only matters what my mental attitude is, because that establishes the direction of my life. If my mental attitude is one of happiness and joy and peace and harmony and love, if my mental attitude is one of infinite beingness, if my mental attitude is one of total control by myself of who and what I am, then I have a chance. I have a chance of experiencing whatever I direct my mental attitude toward. Now, is it a chance so much as is it a reality? Do I really have a mental attitude that establishes the direction of my life, or do I have mental attitudes that sometimes work and sometimes don't? How do these mental attitudes become reality in my life? How can I assure myself that my mental attitude is going to be what I experience in my life? How am I going to make myself aware and believe that my mental attitudes are really powerful? The way that I do that is to test them. And I test them every day, and I say, I'm a millionaire, and laugh at myself. Well, now, my mental attitude says, no way. It's a big joke. It's a big joke that I think I'm going to be a millionaire. It's a big joke that I think that I'm going to be wealthy. It's a big joke that I think that good is going to be mine. It's a big joke. When I say that, that's just the way it is. I can tell. I can tell that my mental attitude says, why are you saying those things to yourself when you know that they'll never be true? Why are you saying those things to yourself when you know that that is not your reality? When you know that that's somebody else's wish? Other people could do it, but you can't. Why are you saying that to yourself? And you see, your mental attitude is established by what it is that you're really believing and thinking about yourself. If I am believing and thinking about myself that I can do, then I do. Now, we talk always about affirmations and how wonderful they are and how powerful they are. But these affirmations are the essence of what makes up our mental attitude. For our mental attitude is the outpicturing of what our affirmation is. Our affirmation says, I'm a healthy person, I'm a healthy person. And you keep saying it, and you keep saying, you build that attitude into your body, into your being. And a moment comes in your life when you pass over those thoughts that say you are not. They pass over the thoughts that say the illusion is that you are not. And it goes into the fact, okay, I don't believe 2 times 2 is 4, but I'll say it, and because it is true. And when soon I'll believe it, and then I'll act upon it, and I'll use it as my criteria for mathematics. And I am whole and perfect. Now, I don't believe that. My attitude in my mind says, that's a joke. You know, you got this ache and this pain and this need and that need. It's a big joke. And, of course, then it's a big joke. But when I tell myself long enough and strong enough that I am bad or good or sick or well, whatever it may be, I demonstrate that in my life. Now, it doesn't have to be an ultimately. I ultimately demonstrate it in my life. It means I now demonstrate it in my life. My mental attitude establishes the direction of my life. So in my mental attitude, in my mental affirmations, in my mental awareness, in my mental visualization, in everything I think, if it is my mental attitude of what I am in life, not what I want to be, what I am in life, then it is revealed to me, and it is done now. It is revealed now. It already exists. It's just a matter that I have to get my consciousness, my thinking, my attitude in the realm of awareness that this is true. This really does work. It really does function. It really is something fantastic and glorious, and it's something that I cannot avoid, and I cannot avoid it. My mental attitude establishes the direction of my life. Now, what is my mental attitude? What is my mental attitude for myself? What am I thinking for myself? What am I dreaming for myself? What am I desiring for myself? How do I look at my life? What sort of affirmations do I, or would I like to, affirm in my life? What sort of affirmations would I like to reveal in my life? Because from the beginning, I have been designed to be perfect and good and whole and wonderful and fantastic in every way. And somewhere along the way, I have taken on the attitude that I'm not. And as I've taken on the attitude that I'm not, then I'm not. And then I take on the attitude that I am, and then I am. And then I take on the attitude that I'm not, and I'm not. With this yo-yoing back and forth, with this instability going on, I can be sure that what I experience will be far from what I really am now. As long as I'm one-pointed, as long as I can be directional in my thinking, in my attitude, in my life, then I have a good chance of having that be my reality right now. But if I have some work to do, if I have some work to do to say to myself, I am that I am, whatever my choice is, whatever my mental attitude is, if I continually say that and say that and say that, I will bring that forth. In our practitioner work here at the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery, the Worldwide Healing Ministry, we have a lot of people who call in and they say, I'd like to be whole and perfect. And I say, all right, can you say I am whole and perfect now? But I'm not. You see, they're fighting against being whole and perfect, and they say they want to be whole and perfect, and they don't really want to be whole and perfect. They just want to fight against it. They just want to give themselves a hard time. They just want to say, no, it won't work. And like they're being mean to themselves. Well, you're not being good or mean to yourself. That you have no capacity to do. You are just revealing whatever it is that your inner feeling is, that your inner attitude is, your mental attitude is, and the direction that you want your life to go, and you can be sure that's exactly the direction you're going. You can be sure that's exactly the experience you're having, and you always will. You know yourself. If you call, go to the doctor, you say, Doctor, I'm sick. And the doctor says, okay, what are the symptoms? Let's look at this now. And the doctor doesn't want you to be sick. Nobody wants you to be sick. You want to be sick. You're the one. You're the one who wants to have this negative mental attitude that is causing you much distress. Now, go to your own inner doctor. Go to that doctor right inside of you called your mental attitude. And go to that doctor and say, Doctor, mental attitude, I have decided that I'm putting a cause in motion for being whole and perfect, for being healthy, wealthy, and wise, for being a fantastic person. I'm putting that cause in motion. I am that. I am that. I am. And I am. And with that mental attitude I'm putting in motion, I get a deep sigh of relief. I get a deep attitude that says, hey, that's okay. That's okay. All is in order now. All is in divine order. All is peace. And as I say to myself, all is peace, I am peace. I am at ease. I am in charge of myself. I'm in charge of my world. I'm in charge of my life. I'm in charge of everything that exists for me. My mental attitude establishes the direction of my life. So now I choose to put the direction of my life in reality of where I truly want to go and what I truly want to be, and I am it now. And as I am it now, I experience it now, and I live it now, and I delight in it now. Yes, my mental attitude, that's my doctor inside of me. And am I paying attention to what he says? Am I listening to what he says? Am I listening to establishing the direction of my life for good or for unhappiness? My choice. And today I make the decision that my mental attitude establishes the direction of my life, and my mental attitude is good and very good now and always. And so it is. And so it is.